cattle futures rose on Wednesday as corn futures sagged. USDA announced the administration's first round of funding and projects that are part of the meat and poultry processing expansion program. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishbel. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishbel with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 3rd of November. Feeder cattle futures gained Wednesday on declining corn futures. Feeder cattle closed an average of $1.18 higher from 77 cents to $2 higher. Corn and wheat futures reversed direction as Russia reversed course and claimed it's rejoining the initiative that enabled Ukraine exports from the Black Sea. Corn futures closed 8 to 10 cents lower through July of 23 and then mostly 3 to 5 cents lower. Kansas City wheat futures closed 34 to 49 cents lower through May of 24, but soybean futures closed mostly 8 to 9 cents higher. Live cattle futures tread water, awaiting weekly cash direction. They closed narrowly mixed from an average of 29 cents lower to an average of 21 cents higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand through Wednesday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend in any region, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There were a few early live sales in the Texas Panhandle at $149 hundredweight and a few in the Western Corn Belt at $154. There were also some early dress trades in Nebraska at $243. Last week, live prices were $150 in the Southern Plains and $152 to $153 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $240. Choice box beef cutout value Wednesday afternoon was 84 cents higher at $263.47 hundredweight. Select was 43 cents higher at $233.16.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right. No broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
AMS released its National Feeder and Stocker Cattle Summary on Wednesday rather than Monday due to technical difficulties. They pegged last week's trade for steers and heifers $1 to $5 higher. AMS analysts note farmer feeders have about wrapped up harvest and are turning their attention to getting pens filled. On Wednesday, feeder steers sold $3 to $5 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded $1 to $2 higher. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold $2 to $6 higher. There are 8,239 head on offer across both days. There are 4,304 head at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and the only test was steady money for steers weighing 900 to 950 pounds. Steers weighing 500 to 550 sold $11 higher at Kist Livestock Auction in Mandan, North Dakota, where there are 4,293 head. Steers weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold $7 higher and also $7 higher at 650 to 700 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 450 to 500 pounds sold steady and then $9 higher at 500 to 600 pounds and steady at 550 to 600 pounds. Steers weighing 400 to 950 pounds sold $5 to $8 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. Feeder heifers weighing 400 to 875 pounds sold $3 to $6 higher. There are 3,978 head on offer. At Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steer calves weighing less than 650 pounds sold steady to $6 higher. Heifer calves sold unevenly steady. There are 2,544 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steer and heifer calves sold $8 to $10 higher at Creston Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 1,762 head. Finally, steers weighing more than 500 pounds sold steady to $3 higher at St. Onge Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where there are 1,231 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Wednesday after the Fed raised interest rates by another 0.75 points and signaled more hikes to come. According to a statement from the Fed, recent indicators point to modest growth in spending and production, job gains have been robust in recent months, and the unemployment rate has remained low. Inflation remains elevated, reflecting supply and demand imbalances related to the pandemic, higher food and energy prices, and broader price pressures. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 505 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 97 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 366 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.63 to $1.77 higher through the front six contracts. USDA announced on Wednesday that the Biden administration is investing $73 million in 21 grant projects through the first round of the Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program, or MPPEP, which aims to support small to mid-sized packing companies and expand the nation's meat and poultry processing capacity. For instance, Greater Omaha Packing Company in Nebraska received a $20 million grant that the company will use as part of a planned $100 million investment to upgrade and automate freezers, expand its wastewater system for increased capacity, remodel key areas for value-added further processing, and increase its carcass holding coolers. In total, the Greater Omaha team estimates the capacity expansions will help the company process an additional 700 head of cattle per day. According to Henry Davis, CEO of Greater Omaha, this significant investment will allow the company to remain competitive in the marketplace and continue to support our small family feeder operators while providing incremental value back to the producers. He says we believe the production expansions will keep us at the forefront of an ever-changing industry. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 3rd of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.